I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. There are new figures out from the government today on unemployment and a new study out about future unemployment. Here with the news from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, what's going on?
Well, first, let's take a look at today's unemployment figures. It was a bit of a pleasant surprise for economists. Most of them thought the unemployment rate would rise last month, but instead it stayed steady at 6.1%. That's still no great shakes, but it's certainly better than a bump. And the economy actually saw the addition of 57,000 new jobs. And it's the first time since January that we haven't seen an overall drop in available jobs for folks looking for work.
Okay, now what about this study that's looking, 10 years or so into the future to see how how things are going to go? And what is it saying about jobs?
Well, believe it or not, Alex, and it's hard to imagine in these times of layoffs and nearly 9 million unemployed workers, but a new study from the Employment Policy Foundation is predicting that as early as the year 2011, just 8 years from now, we could be facing a worker shortage, too many jobs and not enough people to fill them. In fact, the think tank says by 2031, we could be short some 35 million workers.
I suppose that's very good news for anyone who's looking for a job. There'll be bonuses, there'll be pay raises, there'll be all kinds of things going on.
Right, but the benefits are lopsided depending on what you do for a living. Ed Potter, the think tank's president, told me that because of the economy's continuing shift away from manufacturing and toward the service industry, workers are going to need a lot more education and skills.
This will work out real well on the wage and benefits side for those who have the jobs that are needed to be performed. But if they're not, then they have to be done elsewhere. There would be winners and losers. Not everybody could win in an environment where we don't fill the job shortage.
And in terms of the overall economy, if there are fewer workers, then we as a nation are basically producing less. Right now, on average, each of us, each worker, produces about $75,000 worth of goods and services over the course of a year. Now multiply $75,000 times however many people we're short of to work, and the economy simply shrinks.
Do they have suggestions for how to fill the shortage?
Sure. We can encourage retirees to continue working longer. One of the roots of this problem, after all, is that baby boomers are going to be leaving the workforce. You can also increase the hours of work. You can loosen up immigration policies to allow more guest workers with the requisite skills. And you can move jobs offshore, let other countries furnish your workers for you. But, of course, right now, that is a highly unpopular idea, and companies get bad PR when they move their operations out of the country. But 10, 20 years down the line, that may actually be the norm. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we'll be following the market's reaction to today's unemployment news, and we'll take a look at the week on Wall Street.
Thanks, Tess Figland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.